You know, this morning's gospel, I think there's a lot of relevance for a lot of us. And it's an interesting person here, this leper that comes to Jesus. He demonstrates two different things that I think we can learn from, one good, one bad. The first of all, it says a leper came to him, presumably Jesus, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Already in and of itself, that's a pretty amazing scene, because a leper, we already know the situation with lepers in the time of Israel. By law, they were supposed to keep a distance from everybody else. They were supposed to go around with ratty, tattered clothing, you know, and publicly call out at from a distance, "Unclean, unclean." And the idea being so that they were giving fair warning to everybody else, "Don't come near us or else you'll get sick." And leprosy was humiliating. First of all, just humiliating from the human perspective of your flesh is literally rotting. So talk about a cure for vanity, if ever there were one. Some of us are worried about our weight or our hair color or who knows what, our complexion. Well, imagine having leprosy. It's like that would be a real bummer. But more than that, it was also a sign, as were many other things seemingly, that God had, in a sense, cast you off. If you were a righteous person, God would not have allowed this. That was the mentality for many. And therefore, this is something you merit. If a leper were to come into public society, you know, people had a right to throw stones at him, chase him off, maybe even kill him, but most people, killing usually implies getting close enough, so who knows. But certainly to throw stones and chase the person off because he is a public... Well, I imagine it's kind of like when we had COVID, people were acting that way a few years ago. Like, if you coughed in a public place and you didn't have a mask, I mean, good luck. There are actually stories of people, like, in the subway just getting beat up because, you know, they coughed or sneezed or something in a subway and people were all freaking out. Well, leprosy was far worse. Nonetheless, here's a man who comes. He knows that Jesus is there, and he takes the chance. This man makes himself absolutely vulnerable. And here, I think, is the lesson. He makes himself vulnerable because he trusts in Christ, and he gives Jesus the absolute freedom to act. He says, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He doesn't, in a certain sense, demand anything. He comes with the confidence. I guess maybe you could say, well, he didn't have a whole lot to lose, right? But he could have been stoned, he could have been chased off or whatever, but he comes nonetheless, he takes the chance, he has the confidence to come to Christ and make himself vulnerable. And because he brings his leprosy to Christ in a state of vulnerability, Christ is moved and says, "Of course I wish it, be cured." How many of us, as a priest, this is a phenomenon I deal with regularly. People who are going through a difficult time, it could be for whatever reason. It could be because they're wrestling with a sin. It could be because they're suffering because of the loss of a loved one, or they are, you know, recovering from a sickness or about to get a major operation or whatever the particular case may be. And as a priest, you're saying, "Can I come? Can I come give you the anointing? Can I come hear your confession? Can I come spiritual direction?" Whatever. And a frequent reaction is, "Oh, I'm not in any state to receive you now. You know, well, let me wait until I get things under control." And you're like, no, that's precisely why. If you had things under control, I frankly wouldn't care. I wouldn't worry about coming to see you. It's precisely because you need the sacraments or because you need a blessing. It's precisely in our moments of need that we have to be able to be vulnerable and come to God and say, "Here I am, Lord." Especially if we are far away from, we need confession. We need to be able to come to God and say, "Lord, here I am. These are my sins." Not be to be afraid to let it out. It's true also that there are certain times we get ourselves into lifestyles sinful lifestyles that aren't easy to get out of. It's not just a matter of just go to confession, because you still have to kind of fix the situation. But even then, just to simply come to a priest and kind of lay it out and say, "Look, Father, this is the situation I'm in." The very fact of coming to the priest, God blesses that. The fact of our humility and our vulnerability and our openness. And then, of course, the priest can always give you a blessing, and he can give you advice maybe, and give you people that can help you fix your situation, whatever it may be. But if we're afraid to come to God in our vulnerability, then we will languish and we will never really get cured. This leper was cured immediately because he came to the Lord. And frankly, like I said, there was a risk involved. Humanly speaking, who knows? Maybe the apostles would have chased him off with sticks or something like that. Humanly speaking, there was a risk involved for him. At least there could have been. He could have felt there was one. So that's the positive side. Now, there's also a negative side to the gospel, and it's this. Jesus cures him, and then he says, he warns him sternly, "See that you tell no one anything, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer your cleansing for what Moses prescribed." Now, there's a reason you go to the priest, because if you're a leper and you're known to be a leper, you had to go to one of the priests and have him check you out and say, "Okay, you're cured, you can re-enter society." Being a leper was almost like being excommunicated. And then when he was cured, he had to, in a certain sense, get his paperwork, get his stamp that says, "Come back in, you're one of us." But Jesus said, "Don't tell anyone anything." And the man, it says, went away and began to publicize the whole matter. Understandable. He's ecstatic, overjoyed. What could possibly be wrong with proclaiming the wonders that God has done? Well, here's what can be wrong. Jesus told you not to. And because in these circumstances, he went abroad proclaiming to everybody, to the four winds, Christ was no longer able to enter towns publicly. Christ had to stay out in deserted places. Christ wanted to have the freedom to operate the way he wanted. And because a person, and again, probably thinking he was not doing anything wrong, but because a person in his rejoicing and whatnot did not follow the indications of Christ, Jesus' freedom to operate was limited. And he was forced to stay out in deserted places. And nonetheless, people kept coming to him, so I guess God the Father worked with that. But sometimes we can get into our heads, the church says something, but you know what? I mean, I'm doing this for a good reason, and I know, but and we can convince ourselves we're doing the right thing, and it can be kind of halfway with a good reason, or we can just commit sins, but because of weakness, or we can tell this lie because of our weakness, and we don't want to do anything harm. We're tying God's hands. We're tying Jesus's hands, and he's not able to operate the way that he wants. Even the smallest sins that we consent, even with good intention, when we do not obey Christ and his church and his teachings, we're tying Jesus's hands and not allowing him to give the blessings that he otherwise would have wanted to give. So, let us learn from the leper in both the positive and the negative, to learn how we should come to Jesus, and then how also to learn how to respond to what Jesus tells us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.